It is always a pleasure when I open up my emails and I've got rid of all those advertising ones to see one from someone who's become over lockdown, a really good friend of Siren Radio, one of Lincolnshire's finest singer-songwriters, entrepreneurs, and generally fabo man about town, Jake Newby, sent me an email saying the album's out and I've got a tour sorted. Shall we chat? And the answer is I couldn't book you quick enough. Jake Newby, welcome to Siren Radio.
Hello, thank you very much for having me again, Andrew. It's lovely to speak to you.
And it's lovely to have you. First of all, the new album is out. It's been out since middle of April, I think. How's it going?
It's going very well. Yeah, so obviously, without being able to get out and sell it at shows and things, I've got some record shops that are stocking it. So here in Laos, Off the Beaten Tracks, they've been very kind. They've been really pushing it for me. So that's been very nice. We've got a shop in Lincoln, back to Mono Records. I've got to send them some. And shop in Skegness, No More Heroes, in the market there. So they've been selling it. And it's been a lot of work. It's been a long journey to get it out, but I'm very proud of it, actually. And there's been some really nice responses to it. But
yes, because that's where we started. You were drip feeding singles throughout the year, and every time something new came out, I leapt on you to say, "Oh, okay, fine, that's lovely. Where's the album?" And you kept saying, "It's a work in progress." I think was the last time we spoke, but it's there and it's now. Is it also available online? Can people either order it online or pay for it and download it online?
Yeah, so I've got a Bandcamp page, which is just Jake Newby Music at Bandcamp. Basically, if people put Jake Newby Music in Google, it does just lead to me, which is always surprising.
As it should.
Yeah, so you can go there, so you could buy a physical copy of the CD, which is quite a nice object, because I put a bit of time into trying to make it look nice, or you can download it, and there's some other bits of merchandise on there as well.
Fantastic. But yeah. Now, the other thing is, you've started to venture out with your guitar case into the wilds. You just said whilst we were chatting a moment ago that you went to Skegness and got drenched. It must be wonderful to be able to think about getting out there. But if you're going out locally and the weather as it has been over the last couple of weeks, not awfully good.
No, it's kind of the very tentative start of things getting back to normal. So when... Since the government has relaxed everything, there's been quite a flurry of bookings. So it which is lovely. It's really great to know. Yeah, it is. I've got three festivals in one weekend at the end of July. No, so I'm zipping all over the place doing that. But it's great to get that. The appetite is there. You know, and people really have been really supportive, I think, of musicians. Because they recognise, obviously, it's very difficult. It's been a very difficult year. We've not been able to get out. So, yeah, people have got a real appetite to come and see things and book things, and the venues want to show that they're open again. So, yeah, hopefully less playing in the rain and more indoors.
Although just simply getting out with your guitar, standing on a street and seeing people react. Because seeing people on screen, on Zoom, it's very clinical and it's only 2D. Television is only 2D. The physical, just being able to, as I say, the roar of the crowd and the smell of the grease paint, so to speak, that's so much part of your performance, isn't it?
It really is, actually. It's funny you say that because I was thinking... about the busking just earlier, and I perform much better if there's somebody there listening, and playing to your laptop camera or something, it's not a very interactive process. So, you know, when I was out there busking outside, it was outside No More Heroes, actually, sort of to promote the album, and people were, you know, so you finish a song and people come up and say that was really great, you know, and give you a little bit of money, and that's nice. But actually that feedback from people was the thing that has stayed with me from doing that. Yeah, it's very, very rewarding when you do have that, make that connection, emotional connection with somebody through a song.
Now, hopefully, fingers crossed, everything working as the government hope it will do, you're going to be back on the road from, is it September? You have a massive world tour of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, world tour, leg one. 17th September, to the 2nd of October. So I'm starting in Chapel St. Leonard's at the cafe there, because it's a cafe tour. Well, I say cafe, it's coffee shop. So the varying sort of things, really. But so some of them like are a bit like a bar, but they're mainly a coffee shop and that kind of thing. But yeah, so all over the country. So we're going through the East Midlands, over into Wales, Swansea and Cardiff there, and then through Bristol, Portsmouth, then London, Reading, Oxford, that kind of area.
Fantastic.
And then back up, yeah, to finish in Doncaster. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, because the venues are not sort of your traditional playing in a pub sort of venues, which I'm looking forward to, because it's I mean, if you hear the album, a lot of it's quite intimate, I suppose. You know, it's like, yeah, if it's just me and a guitar. So having that kind of relaxed atmosphere, I'm looking forward to doing that. Yeah.
And coffee shops should be much drier than standing on the promenade at Skeggy.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. Yeah.
Now, you see, it's very interesting that we're recording this on Thursday, the 20th of May. And I was just watching, and I did mention to you, Francis Rossi talking about Status Quo going back on the road. And you mentioned that you're with a big flourish, your tour ends in Doncaster, and you sounded loud and proud about Doncaster. I was fascinated by the fact that Francis Rossi and the team were going to start not at the O2 or Wembley or GMEX in Manchester, but Margate. It's wonderful that, you know, people are going to, let's just say, ordinary, more accessible venues, like you with your coffee shop.
Yeah, I think it's there's been a big sort of I don't know if it's the right word, but like democratization of music, because it's so much like I've managed to do this album at home with just quite a basic setup and like basic gear. And there's people all over the world doing the same thing. So there's a lot of music being produced, and that actually has broadened the audience as well, I think, for people's interest in different things. And it means that there's a market in all these different places. And I was, when you mentioned about Francis Rossi getting back out on the road and it being in Margate, it reminded me of the song Guitar Man, yes, by Bread, where, you know, yeah, it's they have their moment and it's all blazing glory and that kind of thing. And Status Quo, you know, they ruled the world, didn't they, for a while. But now he's still out there and he's still wanting to play and sing the songs, and the audience, yeah, might be in the hundreds, but the experience he'll get from it, I'm sure, will be just as rewarding for him. There's a reason he's doing that, and he's doing it because he loves it. And you go to where you can make that connection with people still. So.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to play a track from the new album, and it's called As Seen on TV. Just give us the background to it.
Well, it's called Seen It on TV.
Sorry, I've got a mantra in my head. Seen It on TV. Yeah, yeah, it's the same sort of idea, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it was sort of this idea that we everybody wants to be a little bit better than they already are, and we kind of look around for all these different ways of trying to improve ourselves and things like that, and it was just this idea that if you look to some places like TV, you're not necessarily going to find the answers there. That sometimes it's much more about looking inside and looking to other people as well, because the album's called Promises Kept and Broken, and the idea is that each song is about something that holds some kind of promise, and whether that has been fulfilled or not. And in this case, it's like, yeah, that the media and what they sell is not radio, obviously. Radio is perfect.
Indeed, but, it is.
Yeah.
Well added and well recovered, Jake. That's excellent.
Thanks. But TV, oh, terrible TV. Yeah, there's these ideas that they're selling us something that actually isn't real, and that we need to turn away from that sometimes. I'm not saying I don't watch TV, because I do, but but it's looking in the real world, I suppose, for those connections and things that make us our better selves.
You'll be all right. I'll have a quick word with Peter Levy at Look North just to say, look, you will be nice if you ever get the opportunity to appear on his programme. Jake, it's always a brilliant pleasure and privilege to chat to you. And every time we make connection, we have a few moments when we're looking at each other's studio area. I notice yours has developed now and you have soundproofing down one side, very much matching the sort of duvet cover that I've got here in the radio studio I've got here for Siren Radio. Jake, if just remind us again of where we can get, if we Google Jake Newby Music, we should find the way to be able to get this downloaded, or we can go to shops in Louth and in Lincoln. Is that right?
That's right. And Skegness. Yeah.
And Skegness. Jake Newby, thank you so much indeed for joining us. Can I wish you all the very best throughout the summer and for the spectacular world tour part one of the UK, which starts. Just give us the date in September where you said, was it a chapel you were going to?
Yeah. So it's the Seascape Cafe on the 17th of September. That's going to be the first.
Well, no doubt we'll chat before then. But Jake Newby, for the moment, thank you so much indeed for joining us here on Siren Radio.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Somebody, somebody.